Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here on the island. We are actually at the wonderful Chippewa Hotel. Our host has us here, and we're here with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. And, well, it's interesting, a local issue, you wait till they need it, and then it'll be a national issue.
Well, 40 million people, by the way, get their drinking water from the Great Lakes. 40 million. And there's an awful lot of parts of the country that would like to have our water, which, by the way, we're not going to let them have. But this is a national natural resource for us.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You have something also involving the Sioux Locks.
Yes. Another piece for us is about commerce. The Sioux Locks up in Sault Ste. Marie are the entry point, just like having a bridge. We got a bridge there, but all of the barges, all the ships from the St. Lawrence Seaway, from the oceans, come through there. They're carrying raw materials for manufacturing. They're carrying agricultural materials. Our commerce depends on those barges being able to get through the Great Lakes. We have very old locks. We have one that takes most, a big one, that takes most of the commerce coming through that lock. Then we have two small ones. What we're proposing, I have legislation that would take the two small ones and recreate that on a second large lock so that we would be able to have redundancy. So if one breaks down, it's over 60 years old. If one breaks down, then you wouldn't stop commerce because you're literally not only talking about economic activity and jobs going away in the Great Lakes, but around the country, because material comes in through the Great Lakes, it will go to a point and get on rail and go throughout the country. So these locks are a huge economic issue.
Well, this is the St. Lawrence Seaway.
It's the St. Lawrence Seaway. I've talked to the governor. It's the state's number one infrastructure project. It's my number one infrastructure priority. So we're going to be taking our whole delegation, Republican, Democrats, to the Sioux Locks on Friday. Invited the governor and his staff to come with the Army Corps of Engineers. We're going to walk through why we need this. We're going to look at some of the weaknesses in the current locks that they've been trying to address, and hopefully we can get something going.
You know, you pick up a lot of different skills in this job of yours. Engineering, I never thought.
No, I may be actually out there. Or maybe I'll put a thumb in the dike. I don't know. You may see me out there with my thumb holding up the wall. I'm not sure. But I'm, one of the reasons I actually really love my job is I learn about so many different things. And I have learned an awful lot about the locks and the importance to our economy.
Listen, we're never one to dig dirt, but tell me about the investigations that are out there against the White House, and there's got to be more than we've seen so far.
You know, there is, and this actually started back last summer before the election with the FBI and intelligence community intercepting calls between the Trump campaign members and the Russians. This needs to get resolved. I'm glad there's a special prosecutor. He is somebody of great integrity that everybody trusts. He's a professional. I can tell you there is more, and the reason why we should care is less about politics and more about national security. We have a president with so many relationships financially with the Russians that I believe he's compromised in his ability to get tough with them and really protect us, because they want to recreate the Soviet Union. They want to destabilize Europe and all the Western democracies, which they are right now able to do, because Germany, France are now mad at us, and we're seeing things that are of great concern to me, because NATO came together opposite the Soviet Union. And so now Russia wants to recreate the Soviet Union and destabilize the Western democracies. So the only country that is benefiting by all this right now is Russia. So we need an administration that can be tough, can add sanctions, can push back on them for what they did do, regardless of the outcome of the election. We know they interfered, just like they did in France. And we've got to make sure that they pay a price for that.
It's interesting. I did some post-occupation work in Latvia for over a 10-year period with banks and small businesses. And I can tell you unequivocally, the Russians hate NATO, and it does keep them from re-expanding.
No question. I mean, they want NATO to be disbanded. So if they can get our president to do that for them, they win. And so it makes no sense from the standpoint of the United States and our relationships. And so that's why this, whatever happens, wherever it goes, I'll respect the facts, but they've got to get to the bottom of this because there's too much at stake for our national security. And by the way, you know the Russians are hiring thousands of people to do nothing but hack our computers, our electric grids, our financial systems, as well as election systems. They do put out fake news. RT is Russia Today, which is on our television sets now. And they pump out all this propaganda. And we need to take them seriously. Yes, they are not our friends.
You wouldn't think, this sounds like World War II propaganda. You wouldn't think we'd be vulnerable to this. But indeed we are. Cybersecurity is.
We really are. And I'm learning more about what's happening in cybersecurity than, you know, I ever thought I would. And we should all be concerned. And we need, from a business standpoint, from individual standpoint, to understand that we need to work with our FBI and CIA, and the country needs to be working together, understanding they will try to destabilize us financially, if they can, through the banking systems or the electric grids, as well as the election system. These are folks that are looking to destabilize America and the great democracies of the world. They are not our friends. And the fact that we do not have a president who understands that or will stand up to them and keeps doing things that only help Russia has a great big question mark around it.
Yeah, scary stuff, and you're in scary times, and I want you to get back there and straighten it out.
I will do that. It's all right.
Thank you, Senator. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow joining us at the Chippewa Hotel on Mackinac Island. We're all up here for the Detroit Chamber's Policy Conference. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.